Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel, and we are 13 lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Maharim ben Fega, Eliyahu Zeb ben Brindel, and Tamar bas Chasida from Rivka. So yesterday, Be'ezras Hashem, we began a new Masechta, Masechtis Rosh Hashanah, which begins discussing not the Rosh Hashanah with the Hei Hayadia, but rather Arba Rosh Hashanim Hein. In fact, the first Rosh Hashanah discussed in the Masechta is rooted in a rather technical halacha, and that is Be'echad Ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim. Once upon a time, when a legal document was written and dated, the way the Yidden would date their documents was based on the amount of years that it was for the current regime of whoever it was that was king at the time. Rashi says the reason it was done that way was Mishum Shaloi Malchus. Says the Mishnah that the way the years of the king are to be determined is the year that the king is anointed or appointed is year one. Once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, that's automatically the end of year one, and that already begins year two. Thus, Be'echad Ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Melach. And it doesn't matter if the king was appointed in the beginning of the previous Chodesh Nisan, or if he was appointed at the end of Chodesh Adar. The point is, once Rosh Chodesh Nisan happens, at that point, it's considered a new year as it relates to dating shtaris. And the Gemara said, Minayin l'melachim she'ein moinon lahem ela minisim. Rabbi Yochanan wondered and said, how do you know that? Who said that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah l'melachim? And the Gemara brought a rather long list of psukim and chishboinus that Rabbi Yochanan made in order to determine this halacha that the Echad ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'Melachim. And he began with a pasuk in Melachim Aleph that describes Shlomo HaMelech who built the first Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, "Vayhi b'shmoinim shana v'arba me'a shana l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." It was 480 years from when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. It was also the fourth year of the Malchus of Shlomo HaMelech, Vayivan Habayis Lashem, that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Said Rabbi Yochanan, the Pasuk discusses 480 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. It also mentions 4 years of the Malchus of Shlomo. So we're makish, the Malchus of Shlomo, the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just like Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we count the 480 years, or whatever year it is you're counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim, when's the Rosh Hashanah, what's the cutoff? It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So too, as it relates to Malchus Shlomo, it's also from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shlomo Melech was a Melech. His Malchus, his Rosh Hashanah, is Aleph Nisan. Thus, that's the Makar, said Rabbi Yochanan, to the Halacha, that Be'echad Ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Melech. But the Gemara asked a rather surprising question, and that is, how do you know, Me'echa Teisi, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is counted from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Dilma Mitishrei Maninan. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but rather it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So to answer that, the Gemara said, the Rabbi Yochanan said, it can't be. Why? Because there are two psukim in the Torah which would be difficult to reconcile if Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was the Rosh Hashanah Yetzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk says that Aharon HaKoyin was nifter Rosh Chodesh Av b'shnas ha'arbam l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Several parashiyas later, parashiyas Devarim, the beginning of Mishnah Torah, the Torah says, "Vayhi barbam shana." It was again 40 years liyitzias Mitzrayim. Ba'ashtei asar chodesh. It was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Several months later, be'echad lachodesh. Again, the first day of the month, diber Moshe. So says the Gemara, "Midikoy ba'avikar lishnas arbam." And parashiyas Chukas Aharon HaKoyen was nifter, and that was Rosh Chodesh Av, 40 years from the Eden left Mitzrayim. Several parashiyas later, now it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It's 6 months later. And it's still the 40th year. Now, if Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah l'Yetzias Mitzrayim, then by the time Mishnah Torah happened, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei would have passed, which would mean that Mishnah Torah would have been in the 41st year. It wouldn't have been in the 40th year. So says the Gemara, it's muchach from the fact that the Torah describes Mishneh Torah as still being in the 40th year Liyitzias Mitzrayim, that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is not the Rosh Hashanah Liyitzias Mitzrayim. But the Gemara said, you're assuming for sure that because the parsha of Petiras Aharon is mentioned in the Torah before Mishneh Torah, that means chronologically that's the way it happened. We know the rule. Ein muktem u'me'ucha b'Torah. So says the Gemara, mimai demaisa da'av kodem, dum maisa de'shvat kodem. Maybe the story of Shvat happened before the story of Av. How do you know Av happened before Shvat? And if Shvat happened before Av, in that case, you're not going to have a Ryan. The Gemara said it can't be. Why? Because it says in the beginning of Mishneh Torah that when Moshe Rabbeinu recounted all the events that happened in the Midbar and said over all the halachos, this took place acharei hakoisoi es Sichon. It happened after he had destroyed Sichon. And the Gemara says that when Aharon HaKoyin passed away, Akati have his Sichon Kayin. Sichon was still alive. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says, Vayishma HaKenani Melech Harod, and Aknani, even though it sounds like it's referring to the Knani, Chazal say Amalek, but in our Gemara, the Knani was Sichon, and you see that Sichon at that point was alive because he heard what had happened. Now, what did he hear? He heard Aharon died, Nestalka Anani Akovet, and he felt that this was an opportune time to go ahead and attack the Jews. In fact, the Gemara brings another pasuk that supports this. Vayiru kol ha'eda ki gavar Aharon. Pasha, it means the Eda saw. Vayiru miloshen vayera, miloshen re'iya, ki that gavar Aharon. But ki is mishamish bedal of l'shoines. And Rabbi Vol said, Vayiru is really with two yuds. Vav yud, yud resh alev vav. Not they saw, but they were afraid. Ki, not that, but rather the ha, because of the fact that Aharon HaKohen died. The bottom line is, so we know for sure that Aharon HaKohen passed away before Mishneh Torah, and if that's the case, if Petiras Aharon happened Rosh Chodesh Av, 40 years, let's say, Spnei Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim, 6 months later, Mishneh Torah takes place, and it's still the 40th year, let's say, Spnei Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim, that means there was no Rosh Hashanah Liyitzias Mitzrayim from Rosh Chodesh Av until Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Thus, it knocks out the possibility that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei would be the Rosh Hashanah. Must be, like the Mishnah says, like Rabbi Yochanan proved, the Echad Ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. But the truth is that if you think about it for a second, and the Gemara is going to do some of the thinking for us, the only thing we proved is that the Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim cannot be any month between Rosh Chodesh Av and between Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So it can't be Elul, it can't be Tishrei, it can't be Cheshvan, it can't be Kislev, and it can't be Teves. But the truth is, it could be any month between Shvat and between Av. Rabbi Yochanan said that which month was it? It was Chodesh Nisan. So the Gemara is going to say, it's true, you narrowed it down to 6 months. You knocked out the 6 months between Av and Shvat. But what about the 6 months between Shvat and Av? It could really be any one of those 6 months. Freik the Gemara, the Eimer Rosh Hashanah, Iyar. Now, why we're beginning with Iyar, it's not clear. But says the Gemara, maybe it's Iyar. So the Gemara says, it can't be Iyar. It was the first month from when the Yidin had left Mitzrayim in the second year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year that the Yidin left Mitzrayim. The Yidin left Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nisan, so this was exactly a year later, but Echad HaChodesh, the first day of the month, Hukam HaMishkan, that was the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. We know when was the Mishkan erected? It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second year. Fiksiv, and the pasuk says, Vahi B'shana HaShenis, B'Chodesh HaSheni, that next month, now this is already Chodesh Iyar, the Anon, the Vulcan, the cloud ascended from on top of the Mishkan. Now, what was supposed to happen on that day? That was the day the Yidden was supposed to enter Eretz Yisrael. The Yidden was supposed to enter Eretz Yisrael Bashana Hashenis, and then, of course, history happened, and as a result, they ended up being in the Midbar for 40 years. But the point is, you have two psukim. One pasuk describes Akamas HaMishkan, which is Bachodesh HaRishon, Bashana Hashenis. The next pasuk describes Bachodesh Chodesh Hasheni. It's also Bashana Hashenis. Says the Gemara, Midikoy Benisa Vakar Leishan Hashenis. So you see, Chodesh Nisan is called Shana Hashenis. Vakoy Beir Vakar Leishan Hashenis. Then Iyar, a month later, is still Shana Hashenis. Bchad Rosh Hashanah Laviru. So you see that Rosh Hashanah is not Iyar, because if Rosh Hashanah is Iyar, that means Rosh Chodesh Iyar would already be the third year. So must be, it's not Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Says the Gemara, maybe Rosh Hashanah is Sivan. Maybe Rosh Hashanah is Sivan. Okay, so we knocked out here. Maybe it's Sivan. So the Gemara says, looks like Chol Daitech. It can't be Sivan either. The pasuk says, V'chodesh HaShlishi, V'tzeis B'nei Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim. It was the third month from when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. This is the first year the Yidden left Mitzrayim. V'chodesh HaShlishi, we all know what happened. Kabbalah Satayra, that's when the Yidden received the Torah. Says the Gemara, Vim Iso. Now, if you can find Rosh Chodesh Sivan is the Rosh Hashanah, Liyitzias Mitzrayim, then Bachodesh Hashlishi, Bashana Hashenis, Litzay Spinei Yisrael, Me Eretz Mitzrayim, it should have said, Mi Boyole. It must be that Rosh Chodesh Sivan, again, is not the Rosh Chodesh. So we knocked out all the months between Av and Shvat. We just knocked out Ir, we knocked out Sivan. But the Gemara says, there's still work to do. Ve'ema Tammuz, ve'ema Av, ve'ema Adar. So the Gemara says, you're right. At the end of the day, we can't back into this Cheshbon because it's going to narrow it down. But at the same time, there's still a few possibilities. Lav dafke Nisan. It could be Nisan, it could be Tammuz, it could be Av, it could be Adar. So El Amar, Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar came and he said, I'm going to tell you the Makar. I'm going to tell you how Chazal knew that Be'echad ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Malachim. It's Mehacha, it's from the following pasuk. It says, Vayachel Livnois Bachoydesh Hasheni. Shlomo HaMelech began to build a base of Mikdash. Bachoydesh Hasheni, the second month. Bashani. See what that means? Bishnas arba l'malchusa, in the fourth year of his malchus. My sheni, what does that second word sheni mean? Vayochel livnois b'chodesh hasheni b'sheni. What's that second sheni? Says the Gemara, lav sheni liyerech shemayna b'y l'malchusa. What it probably means is it was the second month of his malchus. So b'chodesh hasheni means it's just the second month of the year. You look at your calendar. The second month is Nisan's the first month of the year. But what's that second b'sheni? It's the second year of his malchus. So you see clearly that Shlomo HaMelech's malchus was determined based on Echad ben Nisan being the Rosh Hashanah. But Maskef LaRavina, Ravina asked the Kasha, how do you know that's what B'Sheni means? Maybe it means the second day of the month. Maybe the way you read the pasuk is Vayachal Livnes B'Chodesh Hasheni B'Sheni. It was the second day of the month. It's the day after Rosh Chodesh. So Mar says, I'm Kain. If that's the case, Sheni B'Chodesh B'Hed Yahavik Sivvei. Wherever the Torah talks about days of the month, it's pretty clear. It says days of the month. It doesn't ambiguously just say B'Sheni, the second. Second can mean anything. It's not Mashma. B'Sheni means the second day of the month. It says, maybe B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Maybe it means Monday. Maybe it means the second day of the week. So the Gemara says, Chada, first of all, let's be honest. You don't find Pesukim anywhere in the Torah where the Torah describes events based on the day of the week. And besides, more academically, we actually have a hekish. The Torah says the word sheni twice, literally. Hasheni basheni. So when makish the two shenis, ma sheni kama chodesh, just like the first sheni is a chodesh, av sheni basra chodesh, so too the second sheni is going to be a chodesh as well. So we're discussing the makar. How do you know that Be'echad ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim? We had a whole bunch of different psukim. And really what emerged from the Gemara is two makars. We had Rabbi Yochanan's makar. We had Rabbi Loza's makar. Rabbi Yochanan's makar was because the pasuk success, 480 years from when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. It was also the fourth year of his malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan said, we're makish. We compare the way we count the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the way we count from Malchus Shloima. Just like Yetzias Mitzrayim, we count from Nisan, so to Malchus Shloima, we're also going to count from Nisan, where the Gemara tripped up a little bit and where the Gemara had a problem ultimately solidifying this Makar is because at the end of the day, we don't have a Mefurish Araya that we count Yetzias Mitzrayim from Chodesh Nisan. We know it can't be certain months, but there were still possibilities of when it might be. And as a result, the whole Makar of Rabbi Yochanan is predicated on an assumption, and that is Yetzias Mitzrayim, we count from Nisan. If Yetzias Mitzrayim, we count from Nisan, so to this we're going to count from Nisan. So the Gemara said, Elam Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar had a different makar. His makar was also from Shlomo HaMelech, also from the context of Shlomo HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash in the fourth year of his reign, but it's a different pasuk. It has nothing to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Vayochel Livnois B'Chodesh Hasheni B'Sheni. That B'Chodesh Hasheni is just the second month of the year. We know when the Torah counts months, this has nothing to do with any of this discussion. Chodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim is Chodesh Nisan, which means B'Chodesh Hasheni is for sure the second month relative to Nisan, and it said also the second month of the Malchus of Shloima, and it says Hasheni B'Sheni right next to each other. The juxtaposition is a hekish, and as a result, we're makish the two shenis, just like the second month of the calendar is for sure Chodesh. The second to Nisan, that's easy. So too, Malchus Shloima must have been the second to Nisan. Therefore, that's going to be the Makar. Zok to Gemara, Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. Now, usually when you see the words Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan after learning a sugi like we just did, so you would expect to find Rabbi Yochanan's Makar. Meaning, we had Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan had one Makar, Rabbi Lazar had another Makar. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan would mean, I'll show you a braisa where you have Rabbi Yochanan's Makar and you don't have Rabbi Lazar's Makar. This Tanya Kavasid is different than all the Tanya Kavasids that you're going to find in Shas. Tosis talks about a little bit. The Rishonim say different pshatim. what the significance of this Tanya Kavase is, but we know what it's not. It's not your traditional Tanya Kavase. So says the Gemara, what's this Brice? So, how do you know that Echad B'Nissan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim? So we're going to go through this quickly now because we spoke out everything the Gemara is going to say now in the introduction to the Daf. Shemot the Pasuk says, what's the significance of that Pasuk? There's a hekesh between Malchus Shloima and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ma Yitzias Mitzrayim in Nisan, so to Malchus Shloima is Minisan. Viksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yala Haran HaKoyen El Hor HaHor Al Pi Hashem V'goymer. Viksiv, Ahi Barbam Shana Ba'ashdei Asar Chodesh. What's the significance of those two Pesukim? That you see from there that Rish Chodesh Av comes before Rish Chodesh Shvat when you're counting from Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do you know? Maybe the second pasuk came before the first pasuk. No, because Uksivit says, Achia Koisi es Sicha in Vegoimer, Vaimer Vayishma Knani Vegoimer, Vaimer Vayirukola Edekigova Aharon in Vegoimer. Those were the rayos that Sichon was still alive at the time that Aharon Akoyim passed away, which was the proof that the story of Ptiris Aharon happened before Mishnah Torah. But the Gemara had another kasha, and that is Vaima Iyar, Vaima Sivan. So Vaimer, it says, Vahiba Chodesh Arishim Bashana Hashenis Vegoimer, Vaimer Vahiba Shana Hashenis Bachodesh Hasheni Vegoimer. That was the Gemara's rayos. It's not ear. That was the Gemara's right that it was in Sivan, because it says that when did Kabbalah Satayra happen? Happened in the third month, that first year that the Yidden left Mitzrayim. If Rosh Chodesh Sivan is the Rosh Hashanah, then it should have been already the second year. So essentially, the Gemara just, in a very abbreviated, in a very vegoimer way, brought the whole arichus and the recap of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, vegoimer, and what's the final words of the Braise? Vayochel livnois vegoimer, which is Shitas Rabbi Lazar. So this is a Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. It's also a Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Lazar. And really, if you think about it, it's not a Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. It brings Rabbi Yochanan's Makar, but then knocks out Rabbi Yochanan's Makar and really concludes the way the Gemara concluded. Elo Amar Rabbi Lazar. So what's this Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan? So again, the Rishonim struggle. One pshat that the Rashba says, that's for sure the simplest pshat, that is the Gemara doesn't mean Tanya Kavasi, we're proving Rabbi Yochanan Chita, but what it means is that we're just showing that this whole discussion of Rabbi Yochanan and all the cheshbonis that he made, and for that matter, Rabbi Loz's cheshbon as well, it's all mafurish and abraisa. So it's really a Tanya Kavasi of the whole Gemara that we learned. Amar Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda said, the Mishnah said, Be'echon b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, said Rav Chizda, Lo yishanu elo l'malchi Yisrael. This is all true for the Malchi Yisrael, av l'malchi Uma Yisrael, but when it comes to Malchi Uma Yisrael, we don't count from Nisan, but rather we count from Tishrei. And how do we know that, Shenemar? Because the Pasuk says, and this is the first Pasuk in Sefer Nechemya, Divrei Nechemya ben Chachalya v'ayi b'chodesh kislev, shnas esrim v'ani ho'yisi b'shushan habir. So just to appreciate the psukim that the Gemara is going to bring right now, we'll do a very abridged version of this. We've done longer versions somewhere. But the point is that the context of the beginning of Sefer Nechemya is the end of Galus Bavel. It's the beginning of Bayesheni. So we know that the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, the times of Yeshua Benon, 440 years later, Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Nebuchadnezzar was the Melech Bavel, and after he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, he took the Yidden with him to Bavel. And the Yidden were in Bavel for 70 years. But the truth is, that's an oversimplification of what happened. The Gemara Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph, goes into the cheshbonis of the 70 years in greater detail. But Ezras Hashem, when we learn Megillah Yud Aleph right around the corner, we'll get into a little bit more. But one thing is clear, that at some point, the kingdom of Bavel was overthrown. It was overthrown by a joint venture of two neighboring kingdoms of Bavel, Paras and Madai, the Persians and the Medes. They came together and they overthrew Malchus Bavel. At the time, the Melech of this kingdom, Paras u'Madai's name was Koresh, secularly known as Cyrus the Great. And the Pasuk says in the beginning of Sefer Ezra that the first thing he did was, he said that I know that my predecessor had destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, I'm coming from a different angle, and Koresh gives the Yidden permission to go and to build the Beis HaMikdash. Yidden go to Eretz Yisrael, not all the Yidden, only some of the Yidden, and they start building the second Beis HaMikdash. At some point, during the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, Koresh had died, and he was succeeded by a king that you might have heard of, a man by the name of Achashverosh. And when Achashverosh came, one of the things that he really didn't want was that the Yidden should have a second Beis HaMikdash. It's one of the hidden themes in the story of Esther and in Masechtas Megillah. Metz Hashem will get there. But the point is, Achashverosh and his sons, they went, and they were mevatel the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And it remained that way for a little while, until a king named Daryovish, who we'll see more about in today's daf, and for sure in tomorrow's daf, came, and he gave the Yidden permission to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, the two leaders of the Jews at that time, there were many, but the ones that are for sure the most notable were Ezra and Nehemiah. Unbeknownst to many, Ezra and Nehemiah were not present in Eretz Yisrael when the Yidden rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara Masechtas Megillah wonders why, and the Gemara says, "L'lamedcha shegdayla talmud Torah yoisim yibinyan Beis HaMikdash." And Ezra's Rebbe, Baruch ben Neria, who was Yirmiyahu HaNavi's protege, Yirmiyahu HaNavi's Talmud Muvik, was still alive, and Ezra, he was too old to go to Eretz Yisrael, and Ezra didn't want to leave his Rebbe. So he said, "Better to harav and havayas tabayev harav than to go to Eretz Yisrael and build a Beis HaMikdash." So Ezra and Nehemiah weren't there. After the Beis HaMikdash had been built, Ezra arrives, Nehemiah arrives at some point, and he realizes that the situation wasn't good. It wasn't spiritually where it needed to be. The Yidden were married to Nashim Nachriyos, the Yidden were being Mechal Shabbos, and that's where Ezra calls everyone to the town square, Hefke Bezden Hefke, and all the different things that are learned out from that story. So this context right here, in the beginning of Sefer Nehemiah, is Nehemiah is going to receive a report right now. He's going to find out about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. Now, he's not going to hear about the spirituality, but he's going to hear more about the physical nature of what things are like. And he's going to hear that the matziv for the Yidden is very, very bad. They're starving. They're vulnerable to their enemies. Because even though they were able to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, but they weren't able to fortify the Chaimis Yerushalayim properly. Now, Nehemiah was also a very high-ranking government official. And he had the ear of the king of Persia and Madai at the time. And as a result, this information that Nehemiah receives is something that he's going to be able to do something with. So with that introduction, says the Gemara, Rav Chizda said, that the Mishnah says, Ve'echa ben Yisrael Shana Malach, and that's only referring to Malchi Yisrael. It's like Shleim HaMelech, that's the Makar. Avol Malchi Umay Yisraelim, when it comes to Malchi Umay Yisraelim, we don't count from Nisan, but rather we count from Tishrei. He said, how do I know that? Because the Pasuk says, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chachal, Vahi b'chodesh Kislev, it was Chodesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim, V'goymer. It was the 20th year V'goymer, and V'goymer means to the Vani Hayisi B'Shushan Abir. And he says, at that time, I was in Shushan Abir. The Pasuk says, Vahi B'Chodesh Nisan, it was in Chodesh Nisan, Shnas Esrim L'Artach Shasta. And this is already Perek Beis, this is a full Perek later. Says the Gemara, Midikoy B'Kislev Karlev Shnas Esrim, Nehemiah in Chodesh Kislev describes the events taking place in the 20th year, quote unquote. V'koy ben Nisan, v'koy leshnas esrim. And then in Chodesh Nisan, he's still talking in terms of the 20th year. Mechlal de Rosh Hashanah lav Nisanu. Must be Rosh Hashanah's lav Nisan, because Rosh Hashanah's Nisan, that by Nisan, it wouldn't have been the 20th year anymore. At that point, it would have been the 21st year. So the Gemara says, one second, are we comparing apples to apples? The first pasuk, Nehemiah Perek Aleph says, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chachalya, v'hi b'chodesh kislev shnas esrim. It was the 20th year. 20th year of what? I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says the 20th year. Perek Beis is klar. It's the 20th year to the king Artachshasta. So Freik the Gemara, Bishloi Mahech. The second pasuk, Mefarish Artachshasta. It's clear that we're referring to Artachshasta. Elohai, but as it relates to the first pasuk, Mimai de la Artachshasta. How do you know we're talking about Artachshasta? Dilma leminyan achrina. Maybe it's referring to some other cheshbin. Rapapa said, Shnas Esrim, L'Gzeir Shava. There's Gzeir Shava between the Shnas Esrim and the Shnas Esrim. We have Rapapa. Yesterday's daf beis amid beis. The Gemara said, Shnas Arboim, L'Gzeir Shava. Kido Amar Rapapa. This is the Rapapa. Rapapa said, Shnas Esrim, L'Gzeir Shava. Meaning, Mahasam La'Tachshasta. Just like the second pasuk is the 22, La'Tachshasta. Avachas, this, so too, this pasuk is La'Tachshasta. Says the Gemara, Mimai de Maisa de Kislev Kadim. How do you know that the story of Kislev happened first? Dilma Maisa de Nisan Kadim. Meaning, maybe La'Oilam, even for Malchi Umaysa Oilam, such as Artachshasta, who's a Persian king. Maybe even his Rosh Hashanah would really be Chodesh Nisan. Ah, you're asking me, Akasha, you went from Kislev to Nisan and you didn't celebrate a New Year's? It's not shver. Because maybe the story of Nisan happened before the story of Kislev. So the Gemara says, Lo Yisoka, Daitach, it can't be. If you just read the Pesukim and Seif and Nechemya, you see it can't be that way. And the truth is, Chazal even said it, the Tanya, it's a Braisa. Tvar Mishom Chanani L'Nechemya B'Kislev. The report that Nechemya had received from Chanani in Chodesh Kislev, Omer Nechemya L'Melech B'Nisan. Nechemya went, and in Chodesh Nisan, he repeated it to the king. What does this all mean? So the Gemara is going to bring a lot of Pesukim now. Tvar Mishom Chanani L'Nechemya B'Kislev Shenema. What he had heard from Chanani was the following. Divrei Nechemya Ben Chachalya. Vayib Chodesh Kislev, it was Chodesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim, the 20th year. Vaniyo Yisi B'Shushan Abir. Vayovoy Chanani. Chanani came, Echad Meyache, one of my brothers, who Vanoshim, he came with a contingency of people, Miyehuda, from Judea, from Eretz Yisrael. Veshalim ala Yehudim apleito asher nishrum in Hashevi val Yerushalayim. And I asked him, Vos tutzach mit the Yidin in Yerushalayim? Vayoyimru li, and they told me, Hanesharim asher nishrum in Hashvi shom b'medina. The Yidin that are living in Yerushalayim, b'ro gedoyla. They're living a very, very difficult life. Ubecherpa. And it's terrible. The chaymos Yerushalayim mifayretzes, the walls of Yerushalayim have been breached. Usharel nitzesu ba'esh, and her gates have been burnt. So this was the report that Nechemya received from Chanani in Chodesh Kislev. Now he goes in Chodesh Nisan, and he relates this all to the king. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vayhi b'chodesh Nisan." It was in Chodesh Nisan. Shnas Esrim la'artach shastam el toni thiol la'chashastam melech. Yayin lefanov. There was wine in front of the king. Va'esuas ayayin ve'enol melech. He said, "I gave the wine to the king." Nechemya was the Sarah Mashkin. V'lo yoyisi ra lefanov. And in the past, said Nechemya, I was always in a good mood. So whenever the king saw me, it was always freilach. But now I wasn't. Vayemer li amelech. So the king asked me, "Mado panecha roim? What's wrong? You're not well. You're probably trying to kill me." And when I heard that, I was very, very afraid. Chazal say that why would the king have accused Nechemya of trying to kill him? Because Nechemya used to pour wine for the king. Before he poured wine for the king, this was old school. The Sarah Mashkin always had a drink from it, just to make sure that it wasn't poisonous. But once Nechemya had heard what was going on in Yerushalayim, he took on himself a vow that he wasn't going to drink wine. So he wasn't drinking wine. Memela, the king was chayshin him. And that's why he thought that this must be going on. So Nechemya says, "I told the king, Hamelech lo'ilam yichya." As I read Mitzakeinik, Hamelech lo'ilam yichya. Madua lo yeru fanai. Why shouldn't I look the way I look? Asher ho'ir, the city, base kivroi savoisai, where my zedes were buried. Chareva, it's destroyed. Usha'oreh uklu ba'esh, and her gates have been burnt. Yoyim li Hamelech. So the king told me, Amaze ata mavakish. He said, "What do you want?" Vespalo l'kei Hashemayim. The king's offering his services. He says, "I'm going to daven for Imel Hamelech, Imel Hamelech Toif. Ve'imyitav avdecho lefanecha at shetishlocheni el Yehuda al kivus avoyse ve'evnenu. Give me permission to go to Eretz Yisrael. I want to go and help my people be able to build my land." Vayomer li Hamelech. So the Melech told me, "V'hashegal yosheves etzloi," and the shegal was sitting next to him. We'll see in tomorrow's daf what the shegal was. "Ad masai yir mahalochech." How long do you plan on going? "U'masai tasha." When are you going to come back? I told him, "Vayitav lifnei Hamelech." The Melech was okay with it. "Vayishlocheni." I went. "Vayit v'etno loisman," and I gave him a time. But what do you see from here? You see from here that the story that happened in Chodesh Kislev happened before the story that happened in Chodesh Nisan. This is not arbitrary. Maybe this one happened first. Ein muktam u'mu'uchabat Torah. If you understand the substance of the two prokim in the beginning of Sefer Nechemya, it's very, very clear that it happened in this order. How could it be? L'chura, if we went from Kislev to Nisan, and we're counting years to the Melech, Shnas Esrim la'artach Shasta, this is old Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. So how come Rosh Chodesh Nisan wasn't the Rosh Hashanah l'malachim? I'm Rav Chizdas said, must be that Loish this that the Mishnah said, "Be'echam Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim," is only l'malchei Yisrael, av l'malchei umay sa'olam. It's Meitishrei manina. Masav Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asked the kash on all this. He asked from different psukim. It says, "Be'yoyim esrim va'arba l'chodesh bashishi b'shnash shtayim l'dayavash ha'melech." So it was on the 24th day of the l'chodesh bashishi, the sixth month, the second year of Dayavash HaMelech. There's another pasuk that says, "Bashvi," it was in the seventh month, "Be'esrim ve'echod l'chodesh, hoyudvar Hashem b'yad Chagai Hanavi Leimor." What's the kasha? "Ve'im iso," if it's true, that when it comes to Malchi Umay Sa'ilam, we count Mitishroi b'shvi b'shnas gimel mibayle. It should have been a new year. It should have already been the third year. Bashishi, the sixth month of the year, is Elul. Shvi is Tishrei. That means you just had a Rosh Hashanah. So if you had a Rosh Hashanah, why is it still mashma that it's the same year. It should have been another year. And who are we talking about? We're talking about the king Daryavish. Daryavish was one of the Persian kings. So if he's one of the Persian kings, so luchura, if that's the case, Omer Rabavos, Rabavos said, Koyresh Melech Kasher Haya. You're asking a kasha from Daryavish? So you have to pay careful attention to the words. You're asking a kasha from Daryavish? No, Daryavish is not shver because Koyresh, I'm not talking about Koyresh. Koyresh Melech Kasher, Ha'ilafikach Manu like a Malchi Yisrael. And because he was a Melech Kasher, therefore they counted him like a Malchi Yisrael. Maskel for Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef heard this, and he said, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Chada, number one, them came Kasher Kroya Adadi. If that's the case, I have a stira, because there's other psukim. Dechsev, the pasuk says, V'sheitzi b'aiso dina ad yoyim klos aliyerech adar dihi shnas sheis l'malchus daryovish malchusah. So the Beis HaMikdash was completed when? It was the third day of Chodesh Adar, which was the sixth year of Malchus Daryavish. V'tanya, and we learned to the Brisa, but Oysa's man, that time, around Chodesh Adar time, Lashana Haba, the following year, Allah Ezra mi Bavel, Ezra decided to leave Bavel, Golusa Imoy, and his chevron went with him. Right, we mentioned before that Ezra didn't go to Bavel, didn't go to Eretz Yisrael right away. But this is when Ezra left Bavel. The pasuk says, "Vayyavi Yerushalayim." When did Ezra arrive in Yerushalayim? B'chodesh Hachamishi, in the fifth month, Hishnas Hashvius Lamelech. So he arrives in Chodesh Adar, which is in the seventh month. Now the Gemara says, "V'im Isa, if you're going to tell me that when we're talking about Daryavish, because he was a Melech Kasher." Even though he was Malchi Umas Olam, we cheshben him from Nisan, then Shnas Hashminas Mibayle. That by the time Ezra arrived, it would have been the eighth year. It wouldn't have been the seventh year anymore. Because he left Chodesh Adar. He left exactly a year later, Chodesh Adar time. He arrived the following off, which means that you would have had two Nisans that would have passed since then. So Bishloim, if Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the Rosh Chodesh, there was only one Chodesh Tishrei, but there were two Nisans. So if you're going to tell me that because he was a Kashner, so Luchura, fake mask of Rabbi Yosef, you can't tell me that Yavesh, even though he's from the Malach Umas Lailam, but he's a Malach Kashner, and as a result, we count him like the Malachim Kesherim, Be'echad, Be'nisan Rosh Hashanah Malachim, because I have a steer between these books. And he said, besides, what are you shtelling to? I'm asking you a Kashner from Dar Yavesh, and you're talking to me about Koyresh, Midami Yosem Koyresh. It's not the same person, says the Gemara Tana. That's not Shmei. Who Koyresh, who Daryavish? Who Atach Shasta? In fact, he had a third name. Koyresh, the reason he was called Koyresh, Malkasher Haya. He was Malkasher. Atach Shasta, Shem Malchusa. That was the royal name for the kings of Persia. Just like there were pharaohs in Egypt, so they were Atach Shastas in Parasumadai. Umashmai. You want to know what his real name was? What his birth certificate said? Daryavish, my. His name was Daryavish. So it's the same person. So we're asking a Kashin Daryavish, and we're bringing a Raya from Koyresh. I thought it's not the same person. It's not true. So we had an Amid Aleph, who Sichon, who Kanani. So to an Amid Beis, we have a similar idea. Who Daryavish, who Koyresh? It's really the same. But we still have a Kashin, because one set of Sukkim seemed to imply that the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. Another set of Sukkim seemed to imply that the Rosh Hashanah is Nisan. So Amr Rabbi Yitzchak said, like Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Kan koidim shehichmitz, kan la'achma shehichmitz. There was a before and after in the life and times of Daryavish. There was a time that Daryavish was a kosher, and there was a time that he wasn't a kosher. And when Daryavish was a kosher, he was treated like a kosher, and the minyan hashtaris, they counted him Rish Chodesh Nisan. But La'acha Shehichmetz, when he wasn't a kosher anymore, at that point it changed, and then they didn't count his Rosh Hashanah like the Malchi Yisrael, then they counted him like Rav Chizda said, that the Malchi Umay Sa'olam, the Rosh Hashanah is not Rish Chodesh Nisan, but rather the Rosh Hashanah is Rish Chodesh Tishrei. Now what's the rest of the story? When exactly was Daryavish Hichmitz? Sounds like there was a time where Daryavish was a kosher, and then already he wasn't a kosher. So that's the Hemshech of the Gemara, and that we're going to see Be'ezras Hashem in tomorrow's daf. But as it relates to Raid on today's daf, the topic of the first sugya in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah is Be'echad ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'Melachim. Rav Chizda said in today's daf, Lo yishanu elo l'malchi Yisrael, avo l'malchi umay sa'oilon, me tishrei manina. But the point is that when a Yid would write a shtar and would date the shtar, which was something that the Gemara said he had to do, even from a halachic standpoint, not just dina de malchus adina, but halachically is something he has to do, because in Chayshem Mishpat there's a law, shtari chayv hamuktamim psulim, v'hamucharik sherim, the way the shtaris were dated was based on the current regime of whoever it was Melech. Stating that, there was a point where regardless of when somebody was coronated, regardless of when a person became king, at this point, it's for sure, we're going to start counting it as the second year. There was a Rosh Hashanah. What's that Rosh Hashanah? Malchi Yisrael, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Malchi Umetz Ha'olam, it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Rashi, in the very, very beginning of the Masechta, says, Arba Rosh Hashanah Hei, Lim Malachim, Regilim Hoyu Lim Nois Man Shtore Seim L'Shnois HaMelech Mishono Sha'omid Ba HaMelech. The minig was, meaning, the reason that the Shtores were dated per the Malachim was Kidamina B'Masechtes Gittin Mishum Sholei Malchus. It was a way, it was a gesture to do something that would be favorable in the eyes of the king. And the thought was that we're so machshev your malchus that every time we write a shtar which has legal binding significance, we date the shtar based on your malchus. And it was just a nice thing to do, Mishum Shloi Malchus. Tosfos asks on Rashi, that Rashi seems to be being mefarish the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing which Rosh Hashanah? The Rosh Hashanah of Malchi Yisrael, because the Mishnah says Be'echad b'Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'Malachim. So Frey Tosfos, Shloi Malchus is something you would need to do for Malchi Umos Olam. But why would you have to do something Mishum Shloi Malchus if you're dealing with Malchi Yisrael? So Tosfos argues with Rashi. Tosfos says this has nothing to do with Shloi Malchus. And even though Rashi had a Gemara in Gittin Daf Pei that says that they used to write Zmanim based on the Malchus Mishum Shloi Malchus, it's a Gemara Gittin and it's discussing a Get Isha. And a Get Isha that's different. And there was an element of Shloim Malchus, but if someone just has a Mekach U'Memker and he wants to document it in a shtar, so he doesn't have to go so overboard and so crazy, so over the top, and start writing dates based on the Malchus simply because of Shloim Malchus. But according to Rashi, the very first Rashi in the Sugya, the idea that underpins everything that we're learning right now is the concept of Shloim Malchus. So just to do something, maybe a little bit, or maybe a lot of it, out of the box. It's hard for us to properly appreciate the place that Shloim Malchus held once upon a time. But there was a time where Yidden didn't live in democratic states, and they were very, very much subject to the whims of the prevailing Melech. And if a Melech decided that he wanted to do something to the Jews, and that something that very, very often happened, it was something that could be very, very terrible. There was an element of pekuach nefesh. There was an element sometimes of pekuach nefesh for ganz klal Yisrael. And as a result, there was an element that the Yidden would often look to apply wherever it was shayich, and that was, let's show a gesture, let's do something mishum shloim malchus. In the past, we've spoken at a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer, it's in Chayshem Mishpat Simin Kuf Tzadik, where he brings out the idea of shloim malchus. He says that it's a mitzvah de raisa, and it's something that you have to do, even if the melech is a rasha. He talks about the kavod that Moshe Rabbeinu had for Paroi. He talks about the kavod that Eliyahu Navi had for Achav, and these were melachim that were rishoim gemurim. But at the same time, because of shloim malchus, and because of Kavod Malchus, Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'is Inyan. These great tzaddikim had tremendous kavod for them. And he says, if that's the case for someone that's a melech rasha, kal v'chomer ben benoish kal v'chomer, what a person would have to do if the melech is not a kasha. So just to bring out one point, one piece of history, which is absolutely fascinating, it's mind-blowing, you have to see it to believe it, that's related to Shloim Malchus, and as we'll see, it connects to today's daf as well. And that is a hesped that the Noide B'Yehuda, Rabbi Cheska Landau, Zeche Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, gave for Maria Theresa, who was the sovereign. She was the ruler over Austria, Hungary, Croatia, Bohemia, Galicia, v'chulu, 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 in the Beis HaKnesses HaGadol in Prague in the year 1780. So the background is that Maria Theresa had this very, very impressive shteller for close to 41 years, from the year 1740 to the year 1780. This was considered maybe the most chashuv position in the world at the time. She's the only woman in history to hold this position. She passed away in the year 1780, and 8 days after the Ptira of Maria Theresa, the Noide B'Yehuda held a hesped, and they put out Pashkevillin, and there were signs that everybody should come for the hesped HaGadol that the Noide B'Yehuda is going to hold for this woman. The hesped took place on a Sunday. It was Yud Beis Kislev. It was in the year Tof Kuf Mem Aleph. It was 1780. And if you read and you go through the hesped inside, so the scene is set by whoever put this together very, very beautifully. He just says the entire Beis Din of Prague was present at the time. So you can picture Rabbi Elazar Fleckless is there, and Rabbi Tzal Ranchberg is there. These were the Gedolim that were there at the time. Rabbi Tia Weil is there. Rabbi Baruch Yeklis was there, the Tama Melech on the Shara Melech. Rabbi Shmuel Landau, the Neid Yehuda's greatest son, who became the next Prov of Prague, was there. The dignitaries were there. There were military personnel that were there. There were government officials that were there. And the Neid Yehuda, who in addition to being the Noi de Yehuda, was also known and famous throughout Europe as a great orator. So he gets up, Meloi Kumasai, Kiyodua, and he bellows out a hesped for Maria Theresa. She's this mother, queen, the sovereign of all these countries, and specifically Prague, which is where all the Yidden of Prague lived. So he began the hesped as follows. He began with a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, Fa'ata ben Adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu's talking to Yecheskel, and he says, Ben Adam, hey Anach, you should be sorrowful, meaning you should be ba'avelos, b'shivroin, masnayin, u'b'b'mirirus te'anach le'ineyim, meaning you should be in an excessive state of avelos. And what people are going to ask you, why are you like this? Va'amarta, you should say, El Shmua ki ba v'nameis kalev. It's because of something that I heard. And this thing that I heard is so bad that it would cause any heart to be numbed. It would cause any heart to melt. V'ruffle kol yadayim, and it's going to make the strongest arms weak. V'kiyasa kol ruach, and it doesn't matter how much ruach a person has, this will make you ungesetzt. V'chol birkayim te'lach namayim, and a person's knees, no matter how strong they are, they're going to melt like water. Hine ba, and I heard such a shmua. Is v'niyasa num Hashem alukim. So this is what the Eibishter comes and he tells Yecheskel. So the Noid Yehuda began his hesped quoting this pasuk, and he says as follows. He says, Hine zeh hayoyim yoyim hashmini asher ba hashmua hara. He said, we also heard a Shmua Hara. Just like Yecheskel heard a Shmua Hara in that Nevuah, we also heard a Shmua Hara. We heard that 8 days ago, Nofla Teres Roshena, Maria Teresa died. Ukefi Achiyuv Hamutal Alai. And he said, based on what I heard, and as soon as I heard it, really, I was ready to go and be Maspid Maria Teresa Berabim immediately. But I didn't do it right away. I waited a week. Today is the Yom HaShmini. It's the 8th day from her Petira. And he says, I have to explain to you why I waited a week. It's not because I needed a week to prepare a drasha. He said, it's not because I was lazy. It's not because I wasn't sure whether I should or shouldn't do this. But rather, it was done with a cheshbon. In fact, there were 3 cheshbonos. He said, there were 3 reasons that I waited a week before I was maspid Maria Teresa. Ha'echa, number one, is because when I heard the news, I was so overcome with sorrow, lo yhoyu b'koyach ledaber. I partially didn't have koyach to talk. V'gam lo yodati maladaber. And I was like at a loss of words. I didn't know what to say. I was so overwhelmed with tsar when I heard this that I partially didn't even know what to say. He said there was another reason, and that is because I was conflicted. I was very, very conflicted. Because on the one hand, when I heard that the empress had died, it brought me into a terrible state of sfeit, a terrible state of hesped. But at the same time, I also know that she left over a son that's going to be the new emperor, her son Joseph. And her son Joseph is such an gewaltiger person that there was a part of me that was overcome by simcha. So I was like, Shlomo HaMelech said, Eis sfeit and Eis rekoit. I was somewhere torn between the Eis sfeit and the Eis rekoit. On the one hand, I want to mourn what we lost, but at the same time, look at what we just had. And he quoted the pasuk, "V'zorach Hashemesh uva Hashemesh." Actually, shoka shimshay shal tzadik zed zorach shimshay shal acher. And that's mamish the way I feel right now. That actually shoka shimshay shal Maria Teresa zorach shimshay shal Joseph. And as a result, he said, "I was pasha conflicted. I was like almost supik. I didn't know how to handle it." But he said there was a third reason. There was a third reason that wasn't masper, and this was the main reason. Because I wasn't really sure if the appropriate thing to do is to be maspid her. In fact, said the Noid Biyudo, it could be by being maspid her, it could be I'm actually doing something wrong. It could be I'm being mezalzel a little bit in her coffin. And this you poshut have to see to believe. He said, because the Gemara says, Masech tis tainas tafei amid beis. Rabbi Yochanan had said, Yaakov avinu loy meis. Yaakov avinu never died. Amalei, they told Rabbi Yochanan, is that possible? V'chi b'chdi softu safandaya, v'chantu chantaya, v'kavru kavraya. Look at the psukim in Parashas Vayichi. Yeah, he was a hesped. He was buried. all the things that happen. Amale, so he told the Mikra Ani Dairish, Chaba Pasik. The Pasik says, Va'at al tira avdi Yaakov, Numa Hashem, Val techas Yisrael, Ki hinini moishiyacha meirachoik, Ve'esaracha me'eret shavim. So the Pasik seems to equate Yaakov Avinu and his Einaklach. Ma kishul azari, ma azari b'chayim. Just like Yaakov Avinu's children were b'chayim, afu b'chayim, so to Yaakov Avinu is also b'chayim. So the Pasik says that Yaakov Avinu's kids are b'chayim, and it mentions him in the Pasik as well. Oh, so ma azari b'chayim, afu b'chayim. This is the Gemara of Yaakov Avinu Loimeis. So freak the noy, the Behuda, the kasha that everybody asks. The Teretz didn't talk to the kasha. The kasha, Rabbi Yochanan said, Yaakov Avinu Loimeis. Freak the Gemara of the Chibichti, read the Psukim. Mikrani Dairish, no, it's a Pasik. Mazari b'chayim, afu b'chayim. But again, hodra kushul l'duchte. So why did they bury him? If Yaakov Avinu was loimeis, the Yaakov Avinu was loimeis. So said the Noi Behuda in this hesped. He said, I'm going to tell you the pshat. Yaakov Avinu died physically. There's no question he died physically. But being that he had zari b'chayim, being that he had children that were alive, the shiftei ka, and they had children, and there were Einoklach and or Einoklach. As long as there are Yidden that are going in the way of Hashem, Yaakov Avinu is still alive. Because when a person dies, Avadah means that physically is Chaymer and is Surah die. But there's an element of what he's able to accomplish, the Tzelem Alekim, like we spoke about. That's something that also dies. Abesed Denoy the Behuda sometimes. That doesn't have to die. Because if a person's hashpa lives on, if a person while he was alive was mashpia, and the people that he was mashpia on continued to do the right things, so it comes out through them, he's living vicariously. And he's able to continue to be alive. Said the Noi de Behuda, that's pshat in the Pasuk. It says, V'nosati l'cha mahalchem bein ha'oimdim o'ele. What does that mean? What's that bracha? V'nosati l'cha mahalchem bein ha'oimdim o'ele. He said, when a person dies, he's an oimid. He's like a malach. A malach is an oimid. Why is he an oimid? Because he can't shtag. He's programmed. He's created with a chip that makes him be whatever he was programmed to be. A bayid is like a mahalich. He's a hoilich. Now, you can be oilo, you can be yoyred, but a person is a hoilich. V'nosati l'cha mahalchem. The havtacha is that even after you die, you're going to be a hoylech despite the fact that you're bein ha'oimdim. You're in Shemayim where people are usually oimdim. You're bein ha'malachim in Shemayim where they're always oimdim. But minasati l'chom mahalchim bein ha'oimdim. So said the Noi de Behuda, that's what the Gemara means. Yaakov Avinu died. The Chaim and the Tzura of course died. Oh, but Yaakov Avinu loy meis. And the reason is because Yaakov Avinu put so much koiches into his children, into his einaklach. And as a result, he has a disproportionate chelik of everything that happens with all his descendants. And makish hu lezari. That's the hekish of the Gemara. Mazari b'chayim. If the children are alive, then memela fu b'chayim. He memela has to be alive. So said the Noi de Behuda. I feel the same way here in this situation. He said, the empress died, but at the same time, she left over a son that's mamish kemoisai. And because the son is kemoisai, so it comes out that the patira of this woman is a bechin of Yaakov Avinu Loimeis. And I felt a little bit that if I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be maspid, that it could be, not only is it incorrect, it could be it's a zilzal. Because as if I'm not properly appreciating the legacy that she left over, because I think she died. Because someone that leaves over and makes such an imprint on this world is a pchinef in Yaakov Avinu Loimeis. So how can I go ahead and be maspiter? So Rabbi Yehuda said that the truth is, as soon as I heard the news, I really knew and understood that the right thing to do was to be maspiter. I waited a week. I didn't wait a week because I wasn't sure in terms of what I was feeling from a tzar perspective, but I had real cheshbonis. I had tifa cheshbonis. She says, number one, Pasha, I couldn't talk. Pasha, I have kaych to talk. I couldn't even get the words out. He said, besides, there was another cheshbon, and that is, I was a little bit conflicted, because on the one hand, the terrible tzar, but mitzad sheni, there's a gevaldige simcha. And besides, he said, Yaakov Avinu Loimeis. So he says, but now I'm standing here, and I'm delivering a eulogy. So he says, why am I doing it? What changed? He said, because that pasuk struck me. The pasuk that we began the hesped with. So Hashem tells Yecheskel, Va'ata ben Adam, He'onach b'shivrei masnayim, U'b'merirus te'onach le'ineim, V'hoimru ki'yomru elecho amma aton enach. So he said, there's a few dikdukim in this pasuk that always bothered him. He said, number one, it sounds like something very, very terrible happened. Right, they're going to ask Yecheskel, why are you mourning? He's going to say, oh, because the news that I just heard, v'amarta lashmua kiba, v'nomis kolei, v'rofu kol yodayim, v'chiasa kol ruach, v'chol birkayim te'lachnamayim. And by the way, this is talking about Churban Bayis Rishon. So it is talking about something that's posh, it's so terrible and so shreklach. So he said, what's pshat in the pasuk? If Yecheskel is ultimately mourning the Churban, he's mourning something so terrible, so why are they asking him, amat enenach? So what's the question? Right? Why are they asking him that? What's Pasha Pshat? And he asked a few other questions. See, he said, I'm going to tell you Pshat in the Pasuk. I realize. He said, I realize the Pasuk is talking to me. He said, my name is Yecheskelanda. And the Pasuk was talking to me. And the Pasuk was saying that you're going to receive news one day that's going to be so terrible. It's going to be so horrible. Even Nomes Kolei, V'Rofel Kol Yadayim, V'Chiasa Kol Ruach, V'Chol Berkayim Teilach Namayim. And it's going to be so shreklach. And you're going to want to get up and you're going to want to be maspid. People are going to say to you, Dafko, Eilecho. To you, he said to me, Rabbi Yecheskel Landau, Ama Atonenach. Why are you so bizarre? Why me? He says, you know why me? He says, because people remember that 16 years ago, that's what he says, 16 years ago at this pulpit, the Zelba Beis HaKnesses, that 16 years ago, Gehalten Adrasha. He said, that drasha was a Shabbos HaGadol drasha. And he says, let me tell you what happened at that time. What happened at that time, the husband of Mother Teresa, who was alive at the time, his name was Francis, he was the king. And he appointed his son, Joseph, this son who's now going to be the new Melech, the new Kesar, he appointed Joseph to have some sort of shteller. I'll read it to you inside. Veheirim karnoi ba'ad oviv, ba'oyed oviv ha-keser ha-chosid Franciscus, also known as Francis, yuzoche l'toy ba'hoyecha. V'nichtar adoyneinu ha-keser Yosef be-Frankfurt de Main, be-kesem alucha. V'nasa, and he got a title, it was called Remshir Keinig. V'zeh hoya, when did this happen? It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tov Kuf Chav Dalet, in 1764. He said, a week later, it was Shabbos HaGadol. He said, I got up and I gave a Shabbos HaGadol Joshua. Listen to the Shabbos HaGadol Joshua that the Noi de Behuda said. He got up and he started praising this Joseph. He said, this Joseph is gewaldig. And he said, Simona Milsi, I'm going to bring you a raya from Shemayim that mask him that Joseph is so gewaldig. He said, you know what the raya is? It's because when was he appointed to be Remshir Keinig? It happened in Chodesh Nisan. He says, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Dav Gimel, Amr Av Chizda, Dechad Ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'malachim, Abaloi Shanu Al Malchi Yisrael, Avamalchum Yisrael Mitzmitishrei. Freit the Gemara, Dayavesh. Zog the Gemara, Hu Dayavesh Hu Kairesh. And he was a Melech Kosher. And a Melech Kosher, even by the Malchi Yuma Yisrael, it's me Nisan Maninan. So he said, is it a coincidence? This was the drasha he gave. Is it a coincidence that his coronation happened in Chodesh Nisan? It's Pasha that happened in Chodesh Nisan. This is a simon from Shemayim that he goes into the category of the Melachim Kisherim, even when from the Mu'ah Islam, the Echad bin Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim. So he says, that's the Kasha. I know people are, that's what the Pasuk means. Va'ato, everyone's mourning the queen. Of course they're mourning her. Obviously, that's what they should be doing. Abba Va'ato, didn't you stand here 16 years ago? Eilecho, they're going to say. You gave a drosha about the Reb Shekeinig. So you should be so excited now. Esra Koyed. It should be an Esra Koyed. That's who the Pasuk's referring to. Abba Lamaisa, so what's the Teretz? So he went on, he said, a hope shot. I mean, this mamish Torah shlemus here in this drosha. And the aside of his pshat was, because at the end of the day, he realized, and this is godless, that Joseph was mourning. The king was mourning. And he said, if the king is mourning, that means we're supposed to mourn as well. And he said, that was the machriya. He said, if Joseph's mourning, that means we have to mourn. One of the things he says is, he talks about this woman, Maria Teresa. She first has the Eim HaMedina. He said, the word Eim is Begematria 41. And she ruled for close to 41 years. He said, because she was a real mother. She was Eim HaMedinois. And because she was Eim HaMedinois, it's for that reason she ruled this. She ruled for this long. This was the Hakdama that the Noi de Behuda gave to his Hesped. That was his Hitznatzlus, why he waited for a week. And then the Hesped starts. And it's Ayin Sham, it's the second half. It's just paragraph after paragraph of Eishes Chayil Miyimtza. I mean, all the way to Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayoifi Isha Yeres Hashem Yitzal. He quotes Kamat the entire Eishes Chayil. He says things that it's poshut, very, very hard to believe that the Noi de Behuda would have said. I'll read just one paragraph. The Isha Asher Eila Lo Kol HaMailes HaNeskarim Im Nifke Yoimam V'Laylo Yomim Harbe V'Narbe B'Difrei Hespid V'Kol Yololo Lo Yaspig Lotzeis Yidechoy V'Yisenu Efes Kotzim Meha. This is what he said. Hanishma, ay hanir b'chashivus ubiyukar teferes melucha kemoisa bas kesar eishas kesar aim kesar ubecholelo loytiskal klal. And not just that, but also an ono mikol adam asher alkein loynucha leshayer loyanachnu b'nei abedina ismuvad. It's absolutely incredible the things that he said. But here's the rest of the story. You walk away from this hesped. So who was Maria Teresa? Seems like she was a very, very special woman who ruled for 40 years. Medina Shel Chesed. And the Yidden must have had a lot of Toiva Sana from Maria Teresa. The truth is, that couldn't be further from the truth. If you do cursory research on who Maria Teresa was, she was considered by historians as the greatest anti-Semite in the history of that region in Europe to ever hold the position that she held. Ad kidei kach, this is unbeknownst, in the year 1744, she signed an edict to expel the Jews from the city of Prague. She then extended the edict to expel them from all the cities that were tachas memshalta, and the Yidden were actually forced to leave Prague. The Jews left Prague. They were forced to leave Prague under expulsion for a certain period of time. What happened was the Askanim got together, and the Welt says that this was the first time that the Jews showed a little koyach using protectia and nepotism, and they were able to be masader to make this go away so that the expulsion wasn't long lasted. And in fact, all the other medinas that the Yidden were going to have to leave ended up being revoked, and they didn't have to leave. Ayin Sham, you can research this forever. But the point is, that's the short version. That's the short story of the way this all played out. But the point is that she was an anti-Semite. In 1777, this is 3 years before the Night Behuda gave this haspid, she said, "I know of no greater plague than this race, which on account of its deceit, usury, and avarice is driving my subjects into beggary. Therefore, as far as possible, the Jews are to be kept away and avoided." But this was Shloim Malchus, and this is the way the Yidden lived once upon a time. There was something called Shloim Malchus, and Shloim Malchus was a very, very, very real thing. And as a result, the Yidden that were rulers, they understood this. It's Tshuvas Chassam Sofer Chayshem Mishpat Simen Kuf Tzadik. But this is an over-the-top manifestation of what it means Kovin Malchus, of what it means Shloim Malchus. It's in the Drushei Atzlach. It's Drush Ayin Hey. This is the Hesped that the Noide Behuda gave. It's fascinating to read it. There's Torah there. It's also fascinating to read it from a historical perspective. What does it have to do with our sugya, the tzushtel to Dav Gimel? But really, this is the theme of Be'echad B'Nisan and Be'echad B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. It's based on this concept of the Yidden understanding and being sensitive to this concept of Shloim Malchus.